Hello, everybody, to our show in the RLM blog. With us today, this evening, is Sara Rahiwi. She's a good friend of mine. She is from Morocco, and I'll let her introduce herself. Good evening, Sara.
Hi, Usama. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone. I'm Sara Rahiwi. I'm from Morocco. And I also identify as North African, but with African heritage mostly.
Yeah, like, why do you define yourself as a North African? Like, where are you from?
Well, I was born in Rabat, but both of my parents lived most of their life in the Sahara, south of Morocco. And also my forefathers, my grandparents also are African and are of this continent. I'm North African because geographically we're in North Africa. And I identify as African because most of my heritage and the way I grew up was very much influenced by African culture.
All right, but also it is a fact that in Morocco there are also people that can define themselves as being Arabs or being Amazigh or being Rifi or being, there's a lot of, so don't you think that there's a kind of schizophrenia of identity, if I may say, right?
Yes, I totally get what you're saying. That's very true because a lot of Moroccans are very disoriented about their belonging, I would say. But the only issue for me is the Arab identity umbrella because genetically we're not Arab, and the only thing we have in common with Arab nations is religion, and I don't think that's enough criteria to describe a whole culture and a whole ethnicity.
Also, you said that you are from the south of Morocco.
Yes, that's correct.
And also, you said you are from a region where you have an African ancestors, sub-Saharan mm-hmm. African ancestors. Can you please tell us more about this?
And that's actually my favorite part. Most people have probably heard of Gnawa, and that's the my people, the tribe I belong to, and they're actually not from Morocco. They're not of this land. They were brought in the 18th century by Moulay Ismail to work as slaves initially, and they refused. So they actually penalized them as any rebel slave would be. And they actually cut most of their limbs, so they would not be able to do anything. And they stayed there, and they would do their music. And mostly their music is inspired from the sufferings of actual slaves who worked for Moulay Ismail. And another part of their music is African mysticism, healing and growing through African mysticism, basically.
And like Gnawa is music, and also just to make sure to note that Moulay Ismail was one of the first kings of the Alawite dynasty, the current one, the current Moroccan monarchy, and he used to have Meknes as the historical Meknes as the capital.
Yes.
And he brought a whole kind of private army of slaves that he made them free, and they called them the army of Bukhari, and to fight and to make Morocco strong. Like, instead of reforms, he just bought a private army, which they developed their own sub-Saharan African culture, and they used it in their Gnawa music, to think about their suffering and their travel journey, but also it is spiritual kind of music. We know that Gnawa music is used for spiritual medicine, and they have a whole tradition. So can you tell us more about the Gnawa tradition?
Well, I actually would like to go back to the point where you say they were freed by Mulesmeid. Mulesmeid was not a kind and generous person. I'm pretty sure they were faced with the choice of either converting and becoming free or remaining slaves and stick to African mysticism for the rest of their lives. So that's not really a choice, and that's not really freedom. But that's beside the point we're trying to make. African mysticism, it can also be heard when you listen to songs. Apart from suffering, also the tales of journey and suffering and rebirth and the journey to healing and all of that. Africa really believes in saints of earth, of air, of water, of fire, and most tribes would agree that the elements and the spirits are a force of healing and a force of strength, basically.
And this makes Morocco sound as a diverse country, especially when it comes to music. Do you think that this is due to the influence or the geography of Morocco, who have been exposed to Arabization, to Islam, and to Africa to bring in slave trade, and also by European, like in the music of the Andalusi music that have Spanish roots? Do you think is it the geography of Morocco that makes it diverse?
I wouldn't say Morocco is diverse because it has undergone thorough homogeneity. Oh my God, I lost the word. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was basically tremendous effort to make every culture uniform to the idea of what a Moroccan is, to have one identity. And that meant that a lot of cultures had to step down and let Islam take the wheel. And that also meant that the government and the Mahzen would try to Arabize the population as well. That also came with the Gnawa music. The Gnawa music that's commercialized today talks about Muhammad and Allah and Bilal and all those figures that are not even African. Africans didn't hear about Muhammad until late conquests by Arabs and whoever. Also the Andalusian music, those were basically Moroccan Europeans who came back to Morocco after they were expelled, and they brought all their rich cultural background that unfortunately had to be Arabized as well. So I think that's a loss for Morocco and not a bonus point for assimilation.
Thank you so much, Sara Rahiwi. You have been our guest for tonight's show.
Thank you for having me.
So thank you for being with us tonight, and we wish you a good day.